Today's scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 60, verse 4. Lift up your eyes round about and see, they all gather together. They come to you, your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, GCN and Manmin TV viewing audiences. This is the third prayer title for the new year 2011. It is the sanctuary having the beauty of the Father God. This actually refers directly to the Canaan sanctuary. As you know already, the Canaan sanctuary is one of the annexes of the Grand Sanctuary. It is a beginning point of the construction of the Grand Sanctuary. After all, when we pray for the third prayer title, we must have longing not just for the Canaan Sanctuary, but also for the Grand Sanctuary, and offer up to God this aroma of prayer. Until now, when we were moving into new churches, we did not build a church of our own. We had to get a building that was available. Until now, we never designed our own church, because it was the speed of revival was so fast that we didn't have enough time to prepare the construction offering, and because we didn't have the place to worship at all, so we just had to move as soon as possible if we had a bigger place. And this building right here, we were in so much hurry, we didn't even have the basement on it in this building. But the Canaan Sanctuary, on the other hand, will be designed and built by our hands, and we can erect a beautiful structure that God wants. We can put spiritual meanings into the structure, shapes, materials, and colors of the building. But having the beauty of the Father is not just about outward appearances. The hidden meaning is much more important. The heart of the church members who build this sanctuary must have the beauty of the Father. Only when the believers who are pleasing in God's sight build this sanctuary with all their heart, mind, and soul will God's glory and honor be revealed through this sanctuary. Whenever God has given us prayer titles for the sanctuary, He has always emphasized that we must have the proper heart to build it. In this message, let us once again think about what kinds of qualifications we have to have for us to build the Canaan Sanctuary, and what kinds of prayers that we have to offer up to God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to build the sanctuary that has the beauty of the Father God, we first have to sanctify our hearts. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" As written, God's sanctuary spiritually refers to our heart. In the Old Testament times, the temple in Israel was destroyed because the sons of Israel committed many sins before God. The sanctuary that God is going to build at the end time is not just a visible building. It is a sanctuary that is built by the children who truly revere God with all their hearts, minds, and souls. God wants to manifest His glory all over the world through this sanctuary at this end time. For this reason, God has established this church and given us the holiness gospel and the duty of constructing the grand sanctuary. He wants to build this sanctuary through His children who revere God and have holiness of heart. Otherwise, we could have built the Canaan Sanctuary already. But God has been waiting until the time came, until all of us, the church members, repented of their sins and be cleansed because he wants to build the sanctuary through the holy hands of his children. Since the opening of this church, our church members continuously have been praying for the grand sanctuary, trying to circumcise their hearts. And in this process of sanctifying ourselves, this past year of 2010 was a year that can be remembered forever. It's been only one day past. It's January 2nd, so one day. But we can remember this past year forever. Even though you listen to so many messages on the holiness, and you are praying and professing that you are being faithful to God, many of you were dwelling in sins. It was a time of grace in which those people could turn from sins. It was a chance to check the fundamental parts of our sins, confessing not only sins leading to death, but all the past sins and iniquities as well. So even the children in Children's Sunday School, including all students, college mission members, Canon mission members, Paul's and Mary's mission members, Light and Salt mission, and men's mission, and elders and men's and women's mission members, pastors and Levites, all of them were purified. And until before the Christmas last year, they repented of their sins completely. This flow has a very close relation with construction of the sanctuary as well as your sanctification. God knew that we had to go through such a process to build a sanctuary, and God foreshadowed this kind of event in the beginning of 2010. What does this mean? It was the contents about the sanctuary in the third prayer title of 2010, God-pleasing sanctuary. The scripture for this prayer title was Matthew 21, verses 12 through 13. It says, "And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he said to them, 'It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a robber's den.'" It is a scene in which Jesus was purifying the temple. Every year, God gave us prayer titles for the construction of the sanctuary, and every time, He emphasized that we have to be holy to build the sanctuary. But unlike previous years, God gave us a very strong message about the sanctuary, and those who had spiritual sins could have felt that there must be a reason. Some of you now realize the reason why, although you couldn't feel it at that time. In fact, God began a process of purifying the temple in the second half of 2010, just like in the scriptures. God drove away all the filthy sins and evil from your body and heart, which is the spiritual temple. Through this purification process, God purified the visible temple, buying and selling things in the temple, talking about worldly things in the temple, and all those things. God purified those visible things that are taking place in the sanctuary. And in 2010, God purified our hearts, beginning with the children, up to men's and women's mission and senior citizens. They repented of all their sins, even the sins that they committed since their childhood. Through this purification process, God has laid the foundation to build the visible Canaan sanctuary as well. But this is not all. Even if you confessed all your past sins and evil and demolished the barrier of sins, the more important thing is that you bear the fruit of repentance. Not to mention never committing sins again, you also have to pull out the origin of the sins through fervent prayers. Even though we repent with our heart and even though we pray, unless we pull out the roots of evil, that root can grow up again. So evil can grow up again. So we have to pull out the roots of the evil. You have to bear the fruit of light, fruits of the Holy Spirit, and fruits of goodness and spiritual love. Only when we cultivate holiness of our heart can we say we have the qualifications to build a sanctuary. Those who have repented thoroughly would feel that holiness is not too far away. Many students also say, because they cut off the, they quit watching TV, internet, and all those bad things, adult materials, and all those things, they are so happy. Many of them tell me. Is it true? And they're so happy. They feel so light and refreshed. Many of them write to me and tell me. Many people said that they could do it, that they could quickly accomplish spirit with confidence. God is pouring down additional grace and strength for you to cultivate holiness in you. In the new year, I hope the number of those who are in spirit will be more than enough to accomplish the world evangelism and build the grand sanctuary. I hope each of you will make up your mind to be one among those numbers and pursue it vigorously. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to build the sanctuary that has the beauty of the Father God, secondly, we must be united. First, we must be united with the Father and the Lord and with the Shepherd. The leaders and the members have to be united with each other. In order for you to be united with the Father and the Lord, as I mentioned in the first point, you have to become holy and dwell in the Word of God. If you dwell in the Word of God, and if that Word abides in you, and if you abide in God, you become one. Secondly, to be united with the Shepherd is to obey with faith and bear the fruit in the works of the Holy Spirit. If you obey, you will bear the fruits. Even those who say they trust their Shepherd and they will obey 100%, they cannot truly obey if they do not receive the works of the Holy Spirit. They know in their head. They can say they want to obey. But from the heart, they have to obey from the heart. Then they will bear the fruits. They try to obey, but they will produce results that God does not really want. And in order to receive the works of the Holy Spirit clearly, you have to cast away evil in heart after all. Next, the leaders and the members have to be united in love, service, and humbleness. Leaders and the members have to be united in love, service, and humbleness. What you especially have to remember and keep in mind is that you have to be united with each other. You know very well that holiness is important when you do God's works. But sometimes you do not realize the importance of being united with each other. In building the sanctuary, it is such a basic and essential condition that all the bodies of Christ become one. In 2010 also, beginning with the Performing Arts Committee, they became united with each other. I'm very happy with them. In the Power Worship Dance Team, there will be more new members. And I've been watching them for many years. And they are together, united in heart. They don't have any envy or jealousy or any hatred. They just, even in Estonia, I watched them. They were one. They were one even when they were eating, when they were doing anything. Even in Seoul, they pray together. They always pray together. Whatever they do, they do it together, and they don't have any enmity or any dissension or anything like that, any division. So not just Power Worship Dance Team, but Heavenly Dance Team, Hallelujah Praise Mission Team, all these themes are changing. Casting away all forms of evil, casting away evil, envy and jealousy. When other praise leaders do better than themselves, they are happy with others doing better. They don't want to receive all the recognition and acknowledgement themselves, but they are happy with other praise leaders, other singers being praised. It's not just with on the outside, but from their heart, they do that. So you must feel it. So all those things give you happiness. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 through 22 says, "Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, in growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit." The sanctuary cannot be built just by having many bricks around. The bricks have to be firmly connected with each other to form a building, and each building has to be connected with other buildings in harmony to make a beautiful sanctuary. In order to become one this way, you have to respect each other and consider others better than yourself. You must not seek your own benefit, but love your brothers and serve them as you would yourselves. Last year, during the time of repentance, God gave special advice to the workers and members respectively. For the workers, he mentioned the restructuring of the organization, and for the members, he mentioned love as in the early church. In fact, the overhauling of the organization is, after all, that we have to be united together. Having a good system itself is not everything. Even though you have a very good system, it's of no use if your hearts are not united. So God is telling us to be united in heart. Of course, we have to have perfect system in organization, but along with that, we have to have the united heart all together as one. So everything will be done in the system, in the order, hierarchy, and in the organization. If you truly love God, you cannot blame others or try to receive the credit for what you have done. The kind of heart that God wants from the workers is that even if your credit goes to another worker, you will still care and do your best in your work because it is the work of God. When there is a mistake, the important thing is not who is responsible and which department's mistake it is. You should check the following. When other departments or other workers do certain works, do you care about it as if it were done by your own siblings or your children for the glory of God? Or when there is a problem with a matter in which you are involved, even though you did not directly cause the problem, do you consider it your own mistake and mourn? About 2 weeks ago, I think I listened to the message in one of the Tuesday praise and worship. I think it's a Canon mission. And there were, it was saying, the small group leader was not elected again. And she became just a member. And she doesn't even come to the meeting, small group meeting. If she really loves the church members, she will have to serve their members even more. But she doesn't even come to the meetings very well. Same with the men's and women's mission members. If they are not elected again, if they just become ordinary members, not many of them do that. They rather serve even more. And this morning, I thought the leader of the United College Mission, I thought the leader is in the third, at least junior or senior. And realized she is only a freshman. And how could she become the leader in the college mission? It means in other grades, I mean the sophomores, juniors and seniors, voted for her too. And also the assistant leader of the college mission is senior or junior, I'm not sure. But the leader, or also the assistant leader, another assistant leader, is she's just a freshman. She just graduated from the high school, and she has already become the assistant leader of the college United Mission. It's unheard of. There are many in the second, many sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And these people have to be voting for this freshman. They voted for this, for their leaders. So I thought it is really good. You know, these who are seniors, they didn't have any pride or anything like that, but they just selected somebody who can really work for them, who is really faithful. And so even though they are they are freshmen, they are elected as the leaders. In the world, suppose that is in the world, and they wouldn't vote for freshmen or sophomores. But they voted for those who are really faithful to God, who pray hard, and who have good faith. So they selected their leader and the assistant leaders. And it's a beautiful heart. They don't care about who is older or anything. And yet, if you are not re-elected, then you should look back on yourself. You're not even elected as assistant leader of the small group, and you just became an ordinary member. Then you have to try harder, and you have to serve others even more so that you can be elected again. But if you don't go to the meetings, then... I hear such people are there too. I mean, there are such people. I heard from the sermon message. If you have such a mind, all the workers can be united as one, just as hands and feet and other body parts work with one will. As you do this, the best ability of the church can be shown in achieving the one goal, which is the glory of God. In addition, when God mentioned love like the early church, He gave us the example of the insurance business, but this does not apply to that industry alone. It is an advice given to all the church members. Just as you'd rejoice when your family members do well, you should rejoice when the brothers in faith are doing well, and you should care for them when the brothers are in difficulties. If you really love others, you will not cause damage to others for your own benefit. There are hundreds of people who are working in the insurance business, and please listen carefully. If you are children of God, we should not give hard time to others to seek our own benefit. We will never do that. God, the Almighty, is watching us. Your heart, your deeds. You will not give a hard time to your beloved ones talking about which person worked harder and which person did right or wrong. I hope you will remember the verse in Matthew 25:40 that says, "To the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me." Among all the brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you will be united as one and serve each other with love and sacrifice. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to build the sanctuary that has the beauty of the Father God, thirdly, you have to store up prayers of love and faith. The construction of Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary is the blessing God has promised to us, and it is the providence of God that will certainly be fulfilled. But to achieve this goal, we have to pay the price according to God's justice. You know very well about the 21-day prayer of Daniel. God gave the answer to Daniel's prayer on the first day of his prayer. But it took 21 days before that answer came down and reached Daniel. Daniel could actually receive the answer in his hands only when the amount of prayer had reached the measure according to justice. Because you love this church so much and you love the shepherd so much, even on the first day of the new year, many of you fasted one day, or some people fasted 2 or 3 days, and you prayed in the daytime, you filled the whole sanctuary, and you prayed for the grand sanctuary, for the construction, and also in the evening you gathered together and attended a Daniel prayer meeting until 11 o'clock. And I was watching carefully on the GCN. And you are praying even harder than other times. As God says that we have to ask God to do it for us, Daniel had to pray with faith until he received the answer. The blessing to build the Canaan Sanctuary is already given to us too. But it's just that God will reveal it at the most proper moment, when all the political and international situations have appropriately come together. There are some international and legal things that have to be sorted out, and also there are political and other situations. So the money will come in when everything comes together appropriately. I believe it'll not be so long until the money comes in. And it'll come in within the month of January. Although I'm not too sure, but I believe it'll come within the month of January. And if the news spreads that we are building Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary, many people will arise together and they will come in agreement. So they will come to help. They will come to take a part. So if we do actually begin to build it, then many people from all around the world will join us. Since you have seen numerous works of God, you must believe that it is already given. Therefore, I hope you will not disappoint God with words of doubt or negative words. The thing I worry about the most is this. Those who come with faith, just before Canaan Sanctuary, if you say anything bad, anything negative, if you have any doubts, it will create a wall of sin against God. And in this year, 2011, we have to receive abundant blessings. But then if you create a wall of sin, barrier between God and you, you have to then you will not receive. So you prayed in special Daniel prayer meetings, and you offered to God for the special offerings for Canaan sanctuary. So you must not create any barrier between you and God. So you must not speak any words of disappointment or resentment or any doubt. It's not long. Just wait for about a month. What if we wait longer? Then we can wait a little longer. But in my heart, I think it'll come in within January. Some people, because the amount is too big, they don't have the feeling how big it is. So the Mrs. Meng Lim Lee, she once said it. How much this money is? 2 trillion won, 2 billion dollars. If you give, so 2 billion dollars is, probably it's difficult to feel how much actually it is. Do you really feel it or do you not? Those who have been, you have trusted my words for the last 28 years, and who among you doubted? And of course you trust my words. When the sons of Israel had to attack the city of Jericho, God gave them a command which could not really be readily understood by man's thoughts. The enemy force was all prepared in the city, and God told them just to march around the city every day. This was something very dangerous, and it was not possible to think that they could win the battle that way. Everybody, from children to elderly people, everybody had to march around. But the people just marched around silently. They didn't have any, we don't have any record about any of them having doubts or complaining. They just kept silent and marched around. One day, the second day, third day, fourth day, for 5 days, 6 days. And on the seventh day, they began from the early morning until late at night. Because they marched 7 times on the last day. So they were tired. Probably they were tired because they marched around for 6 days, and on their seventh day, from beginning with the early morning. But they still, God still looked at their faith, saw their faith, obeying until the end. They didn't have any complaints, and they obeyed. Joshua 6:10 says, "But Joshua commanded the people, saying, 'You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word proceed out of your mouth.'" So many people, from children to elderly people, so many people are marching around, and how can they not say a word? But they moved, just like one person. Everybody was obeying. You shall not shout, nor let your voice be heard, nor let a word proceed out of your mouth. Because they weren't talking at all, they couldn't say any negative words or words of doubt. Just imagine such a scene. How beautiful it is. How beautiful. The enemy was all prepared to attack inside the city. They were all set and they were ready. But still, not just for 1 or 2 days, they marched around for 5, 6, 7 days. On the seventh day, it must have been very tiring, but they began marching from early morning, not knowing when the enemy would come out and attack them. Until the day I tell you shout, then you shall shout. Until the moment God's providence is fulfilled, we must never speak any words of unbelief words of doubts, or words of untruth. We have to offer up to God just the prayers with faith and confession of good faith. All these aromas of prayer will make your soul prosper and everything go well with you and be stored up in heaven as rewards. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Canaan sanctuary that has the beauty of Father God will be a sanctuary that will be adored by the unbelievers too. It'll be built by the best technicians, best designers of the world, and most famous constructors, builders will build it. The glory and honor of the Father will be embedded in it, and the word of life will be preached in it. The unimaginable power of God will be there, and it will be the source of blessings. For the last 28 years since the opening of the church, we have been longing to have our own sanctuary so much that is designed by our own hands, that is built by our own hands. And now it is being fulfilled. It's just right in front of our eyes. And how overwhelming it'll be. We have been waiting for so long, with so much longing. And when we actually face that day, in reality, how happy we'll be. And also the Father God has been waiting for this day so much, as well as you and me. And once the money comes in, you will select a Sunday, and I'll preach the message about this blessing, and we'll have a party that is an order from God the Father. We'll have a party of joy and thanksgiving. And it's not just for main church, all the branch churches, in all local sanctuaries, they will have the same party, and also our branch churches in other countries, and many other churches too, they will participate together. And also we'll send some money there too, so that they can have some party of their own. We all prayed together for this day. When we build this sanctuary, it is not just the visible building, but literally the era of Canaan, the glorious era, will be opened up. Today's reading passage, Isaiah 64, says, "Lift up your eyes round about and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms." As said, the kings of the nations will come to this sanctuary. Having the Canaan sanctuary as the foundation, we will also construct a grand sanctuary. Right after the opening of this church, God gave us this duty of grand sanctuary, but we didn't know any details of it. We just thought it would be big, but we never knew how big. We knew it would be built, but we didn't know how. We knew kings of nations would come, but we didn't know how it was going to happen. We just prayed, only with faith. Even though we didn't know them, however, we never doubted, and we have been praying continually for the will of God to be fulfilled. So until we build this grand sanctuary, God has told us to pray for this grand sanctuary all the time in any kind of prayer meeting. When we pray, in every worship service also. So we always pray for the speaker and also for the Canaan and grand sanctuary in every worship service. God has accepted such prayers of faith, and He has been step by step laying the foundations for us to be able to construct a grand sanctuary. So before the money comes in for the construction of the grand sanctuary, God purified us. He forgave us of all our iniquities and wrongdoings. And He let us cast them off. How thankful we are. Even little children, they repent of their sins. Even kindergarten kids, they repent of their sins with their childlike letters, handwriting. Oh, senior pastor, my mom gave some tithe for me to give to the church, and I spent half of it. And I gave to God only half of it. They repent such a thing too. Well, they're repenting because they kind of robbed from God, but their heart is so pure, these children. Oh, I went to this grocery shop and I stole this item. And they repent, even these things. The construction of the Canaan Sanctuary, which will be the beginning of the Grand Sanctuary, is right in front of our eyes. I hope you will cultivate your heart with greater trust and love to be proper to build the sanctuary. I also hope you will have the spiritual and physical qualifications as workers who can embrace the whole world when the kings of the nations come forth to our church. I urge you to keep on praying fervently until we finish our duty of constructing the grand sanctuary that will glorious wrap up human cultivation. I pray in the name of the Lord that all of you who participate in this precious ministry in the name of Manmin will receive great blessings and heavenly rewards. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become their faith and life. It is the prayer title, the third prayer title of the new year, Sanctuary Having the Beauty of the Father God. Let us keep it in our heart, in our mind, and let us understand what kind of a sanctuary is the sanctuary that has the beauty of the Father God. Let us purify the temple in our heart first. Let us have the heart and temple that is pure and cleansed. And when we build this visible sanctuary with the hands of these purified children, it'll be beautiful sanctuary. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And lay your hands on disabilities. And receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them, cleanse them. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all those who are attending their service through satellite all over the country, members of all branch churches and local sanctuaries, those who are attending their service on the internet all over the world, all GCN viewers and Manmin TV viewers, and all overseas missionaries, pastors, and all members of more than 9,000 branch churches worldwide. And also they sent their photos and prayer requests from other countries. Lay your hands on them. Rao Metakon Raksana of Thailand has leg pain. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away leg pain. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yen Jinhua, the tongue is cracking, and also her husband is having Alzheimer's. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Chun for low blood pressure and diabetes. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Huang Shu Ya, rhinitis. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Chen He De is cataract. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Cha Jing Chai, heart disease, arthritis, and paralysis on the hands and feet. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Li Yan Sha, the nerves are dying. And be Father, revive her nerves. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Li Chang Fu, intestinal dislocation. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Gong Lu, breast cancer. Chao Jin wants to get into a good college. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit and father bless her to get into good college. Zhang Sui, Miao Xiu Xia, Wan Jiu Min, Wan Jiayi, Huang Lanai, Zhuo Guangqing, Zhuo Xindan, Zhuo Xinyi, Wu Aixiu, Zheng Xiangfao, Zheng Zhulei, Zheng Zhusi, He Yao Wang, Huang Shui, Feng Ailai, Hu Yingqin, Park Junha, Seyonghak, Zhang Fengxia. Let them perform their ministry, they fulfill their duties and bless their businesses, and let their families be evangelized and give them strength to lead their Christian life properly. Father, thank you. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, and ringing in the ear go away. Let them speak well, loosen their tongues, and heal all their internal diseases in heart, liver, intestines, and stomach, and all internal organs. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All germs and diseases go away. Viruses go away. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. Heavenly Father, touch them and heal them. Loosen the paralysis and give them spiritual and physical health. All cancers, last stage, spread cancers, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, give them peace throughout this week and protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes in driving. Father, give them peace throughout this week. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.